High-level White House staffers often write books after leaving an administration, but rarely do they cause the firestorm of controversy and backbiting that Scott McClellan has generated with his new book titled What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception. McClellan, who served as White House press secretary from 2003 to 2006, writes that President Bush waged a political propaganda campaign to argue his case for invading Iraq, saying the war was not necessary and a grave mistake. Speaking on NBC's Today Show, McClellan says the administration became enmeshed in what he calls the excesses of the permanent campaign culture in Washington, focusing on shaping public opinion rather than engaging in an honest dialogue with the American people.
Everything is centered on trying to shape and manipulate the narrative to one's advantage. That's what Washington has become today, and that's the way the game's played. It's a battle over power and influence instead of, you know, what it should be. More on, which is bipartisan deliberation and compromise. And you get caught up in trying to sell this war to the American people.
In his book, he describes President Bush as a leader who makes decisions based on personal instinct rather than hard intelligence and critical analysis, and says Vice President Dick Cheney had unprecedented sway in both foreign and domestic affairs. He also accuses several White House officials of misleading him about the administration's role in the highly publicized 2003 leaking of the secret identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame. Reaction to the book from McClellan's White House colleagues has been swift and forceful. Wednesday, the current White House press secretary, Dana Perino, described McClellan as a disgruntled former administration employee. A former counselor to President Bush, Dan Bartlett, also appeared on NBC's Today Show.
Fundamentally, I believe what Scott is saying in his book is wrong. I think his allegation saying that there was an effort to shade the truth, the propaganda was used to sell the war to the American people, is patently false. I would not personally participate in a process in which we are misleading the American people. And that's the part that I think is hurting so many of his former colleagues.
McClellan says the purpose of his book is not to tarnish the reputation of others who served in the Bush administration, but rather to highlight the need for change in the way Washington operates. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.